Wait up, the Rainforest Alliance espresso beans. Fair trade, as I said, 100% Arabica Express coffee are the people that sent me that coffee to taste. And I'm now going to give it another go with the AeroPress. The AeroPress being a gentler form of brewing, of extracting the goodness that is hopefully left in any bean that you are wanting to drink. So I have weighed up and I'm going to make 2 cups. I'm going to keep my grind quite fine because it is an espresso. So I'm going to do as similar as I can. I'm not going to do kind of a brew over really, because what the beauty with the AeroPress is, I'm just feeding the beans gently into my Porlex grinder. When I use my AeroPress, I love grinding myself on a hand grinder, the Porlex grinder, as opposed to letting it go through Mahlkönig Vario, because that just goes through with a flash, and that's for espresso, for my liking. I like to just be more engaged when I do a brew coffee, and so I'm going to grind myself. But so I've just put them in there. I've prepared all my water. My water has been heated up, boiled. I'm going to let it cool down. Obviously, I'm going to use 90 degrees. But in the meantime, I'm filling the cup that I'm going to then transfer the brewed coffee into. So that's preheated, and my little espresso dinky little glass as well, the double wall glass, and the pitcher that I'm going to use to then extract into. So give me a minute to grind these beans and then we'll catch up in the brewing process itself. It's interesting, what I can already tell by grinding by hand, but actually it's quite smooth and easy to grind. Then there's less resistance, I would say. But I haven't changed my grind setting from earlier on, when I actually did an all-press espresso blend also with the AeroPress, so obviously also hand-grinded. So that's quite interesting. This is one of the comparisons that I've already noticed. You've got to be so attentive when you brew coffee.